From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour... Property tax deadline Wednesday. Prescott City Council meeting agenda. Real estate property taxes for the second half of 2025 in Dakota County are due by Wednesday. Property taxes can be paid online, by phone, or by mail, and those mailed payments must be postmarked by midnight on October 15th to be considered timely. You can also make payments in person at three locations: the Dakota County Administration Center in Hastings, the Western Service Center in Apple Valley, and the Northern Service Center in West St. Paul on Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. According to Minnesota state law, the county does have the right and will assess a penalty for late payments. The penalty depends on the tax amount, property classification, and when the payment is made. Penalties are listed on the back of property tax statements that were sent earlier this year to Dakota County residents. For more information, you can call 651-438-4576 or visit www.dakotacounty.us and search property taxes. The Prescott City Council is set to hold its next meeting on Monday night, and KDWA was able to obtain a copy of the meeting agenda. After the call to order, roll call, and pledge of allegiance, they will have public comment, followed by the consent agenda, which includes six items: the City Council meeting minutes from September 22nd, the Finance Committee minutes from October 1st, the Planning Commission minutes from October 6th, and general fund balances for September, cash balances for September, and the paid invoices report. After that, they'll go into reports of standing committees and commissions, including the newest Finance Committee report, the Planning Commission report, and from Parks and Public Works, Health and Safety, and Personnel. After that, they will go into communications and new business, where there are a litany of items to discuss. There will be another public comment, followed by communications and new business with Pine Meadows and Capital Investment Partners, including two resolutions, one approving the site plan review for a new multifamily development at the proposed intersections of Pine Street and James Street, and a resolution approving a planned unit development overlay for the Pine Meadows multifamily development, which is within R4 high-density residential zoning. They will also discuss the approval of purchase and sale between the City of Prescott and the Housing Authority of Prescott, the approval of a development agreement between the City, PM Prescott, and the Housing Authority, a resolution for a certified survey for map number 1 for creating two lots and two outlots as part of the current Housing Authority of the City of Prescott and undedicated James Street, and a resolution for certified survey map number 2 creating lot 3 for the development proposed, as well as yet another resolution approving the Memorandum of Understanding with the Prescott Housing Authority and authorizing expenditure for upper parking lot repaving. This will then be followed by the approval of an agreement between the City of Prescott and Cedar Corporation for land surveying services for city property adjacent to a property on Wakota Street, a resolution approving the Federal Funds Procedural Manual, a resolution authorizing temporary shutoff of sewer lateral service at a residence in the 1100 block of Dexter Street, and establishing conditions for reconnection. This will also include a resolution approving a certified survey map to reconfigure lots 4 and 5, a resolution approving the purchase and installation of a variable frequency drive for well number 3, a resolution approving lighting equipment and installation at McGee Park, and a resolution establishing a formal bench dedication program and policy for city parks. After that, they will have a discussion of the intergovernmental meeting for the Prescott Area Fire and EMS Association, which is being scheduled for Wednesday, January 14th at 7 p.m. They will not currently go into closed session, but after that, the meeting will adjourn. In this week's Hastings Chamber newsletter, they are providing an update on a new Minnesota statewide paid leave program that will launch on January 1st. The new law will apply to all employers, and the chamber plans to pass along important updates. Before paid leave will start, employers will need to hang a workplace poster in English and in any language spoken by five or more employees. The posters are available to be printed in English and will be available in other languages at the Hastings Chamber soon. They also have a contact center open. If there are questions, you can call it at 651-556-7777 or 844-556-0444. A new calculator tool will help Minnesotans estimate the payments they could receive from paid leave. The Hastings Chamber is also reminding folks that you can post your open jobs and events on their website for free. This is the only local job board in the Hastings area. The link is sent to many community partners, including the High School Career Center and the Dakota County Workforce Center. Posting a job is easy, and if you need more information, email Jessica at hastingsmn.org to help. And now, a look at your community events. Join Rise Up Recovery for the Let Your Light Shine Banquet on November 6th, a powerful evening of hope for the next generation. Celebrate the strength of youth in recovery, hear inspiring stories of change, and shine a light on brighter futures through youth-focused programs. The event will take place at 6 p.m. at Almquist Farms. You can secure your tickets on the Rise Up Recovery website. The City of Farmington is holding its Fix-It Clinic on October 18th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farmington Library, 508 3rd Street. Bring your broken items for free repair help and bring your problem-solving skills as a fixer or mender. You can volunteer at a Fix-It clinic or contact 952-891-7595 or sign up on the Dakota County Be More volunteer website. The Friends of the Pleasant Hill Library will be holding its next book sale. Thursday, November 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. will be the members-only preview sale, while Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., the sale will be open to the public. On Sunday, November 9th from 1 to 3, it will be a bag sale. Everything you can fit in a bag for just $3. The Thursday preview sale will include joining the library friends at the door for $10. Donation details will be including donations accepted from November 1st through 7th at the library during regular hours. They accept gently used books, most any genre, as well as CDs, DVDs, record albums, games, and puzzles. They do ask that you refrain from donating VHS tapes and old curricular textbooks. All donations should be in good condition, without tears or water smoke damage. This event is cash or check only. The Cottage Grove Skating Spooktacular is set to take place on Wednesday, October 29th at the Cottage Grove Ice Arena. Bring your skates and Halloween attire to this event. More information is available on cottagegrovemn.gov/ticket sales. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour reporting.